Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast with me, Gary Fox. This is the podcast for you if you want to level up your business, your brain, and your body. It's Mentor Moments. What that is in under 10 minutes every single weekend, I bring you wisdom from our most popular episodes. This weekend, we're going back to episode 119 with Louis Copeland Jr. The Louis Copeland name is synonymous in Ireland with high quality fashion and men's fashion in particular. We talk about innovation and innovation in a very established business. This business was established way back in 1930. And not only has it stayed alive, which is a testament in itself, it's innovated. And in the last 10 years, innovated wildly to become one of the leading retail chains in Ireland. So how do you do that? And how do you do that within the constraints of a family business? Here is my mentor moment with Louis Copeland Jr. Thanks to my partner, Square. Everything your business needs, like payments, point of sale, e-commerce, inventory management, chatting endlessly about the weather? Well, you're on your own there. Square. Everything your business needs. Almost. Visit square.com. If you're a regular listener of the pod, which I hope you are, you'll know I've been hosting the podcast from my Connick offices for quite a while now, and things have gone really, really well. So well, in fact, that I'm now a member of Connick offices, working and recording from one of their spaces. This means I can vouch for the benefits it gives to any business. On that note, Connick offices have given me a number of exclusive complimentary day office trials for my audience. So try it out for yourself for the day, bring your team, no catches. Simply go to the web link in the description and enter Gary23, so it's Gary23, to claim your complimentary office for a whole day. It's a pretty fantastic offer. Thank you, Connick offices. Now, on with today's episode. That's really interesting. That stuck out to me when you were talking about how you moved away from just your own shop into working with other brands. I thought that was a really clever strategy of how you learn. You know, I think people might look at your brand and go, well, the lads know everything. Sure, they're around since 1933. Yeah, sure, there's nothing new under the sun. And I think that's what you see with businesses. They go, well, this is how we've always done it. Those famous words. You hear that so many times in business stories. We talked about podcasts we listened to and you hear it on How I Built This or Business Wars. Well, that's how they always did it. So they just kept doing it that way. I thought it was very interesting. Where does that openness, because clearly just from talking to you, there's a massive openness in the business and, you know, an eagerness to learn and change. Where does that come from?
I think it's my dad is probably a bit like that as well. Like he just always kind of on the lookout, I suppose, always kind of, you know, I know when he'll go to, you know, some suppliers will joke about it, but, you know, he'll ask them so many questions, you know, they'll come in and they're hoping to probably get a bit of business out of from him, you know, in Cable Street or whatever. And he'll ask them 100 different questions, you know, and it's, I suppose that's just the way we are. We're just always looking to improve, I suppose. And that comes down to kind of with the brands as well. And I think I said earlier on about the, you know, the franchise stores that we opened up years ago, like the Hugo Boss and then Gant. And I think it was, I'd been in a Gant store a long time ago in Bond Street, I think it was. And it was just, I think, one of the nicest stores I'd ever been in. And I remember at the time kind of thinking, just, I'd love to kind of work with Gant. And for a long time, we didn't have Gant in our stores. So with certain brands, you know, they kind of stick to certain retailers and it's a bit kind of, you know, it can be difficult to kind of get in with a brand. And with Gant, that was one where I remember my dad going to Maura, it was the lady in charge in the UK, and eventually became great friends and I'd still text her now, whatever. Whereas for a long time, she was the one saying no to us. You know, every six months we'd go and same with Hugo Boss. My dad used to go bring me to the show in Cologne. This is, I don't know, 20 something years ago, I can't remember, but you know, and we go to Knut, who was the guy in charge of Hugo Boss at the time, and every time we'd go to him and he'd say, no, you're not right for us at the moment, or we've other retailers in Dublin, whatever. But we kept on banging, going to him every single season. And eventually then, you know, as City, we opened Hugo Boss, you know, we opened the we had in the airport. Then we opened the shop in Dundrum, and the same with Gant, you know, and Mora and Connacht would be, you know, are great people. But at the time, you know, they didn't seem great at the time because they kept on saying no to us, but we just kept on. And, you know, with both stores, we've learned a lot, I suppose, especially about casual and, you know, how kind of important it is, I suppose, that, you know, you can't just focus on suits. You need kind of shirts, knitwear, chino shorts, whatever, I suppose. So, but seeing, I suppose, the way they merchandise the stores, you know, that kind of, by opening those stores, we did to learn a whole lot over those years. So it wasn't easy as well. You know, we did have our ups and downs with them as well.
But it's a big transition. You know what I mean? It's a massive move into a new area.
Yeah. Yeah. And with the Hugo Boss store, like in Dundrum, it was great. You know, at the time, you know, it was great. We had a great relationship with, you know, the person at the time, but things change. And sometimes, you know, when a kind of the CEO of Hugo Boss or whoever changes, it can become a different relationship. But at the time, you know, we got on great for a few years. And then, you know, I think out in Dundrum, you know, they decided to kind of change tack. They wanted to kind of do it themselves. And it was very, like, you know, it was probably out of going back, however long I've been in the business, probably the most difficult thing, you know, was that period, I suppose, right, where they you know, said they wanted to do it themselves. You know, they wanted to open a few doors down the way, which was not easy. And, you know, there was a lot of kind of difficult meetings and stuff like that. But to be honest, it was the best thing that ever happened, you know. And look, if at that stage, it was, as I said, it was very difficult. But when you look back now, it was the best thing, because in Dundrum, we looked at, well, do we just give it to them, hand them on a plate? Or do we what you call it? Do we kind of change to a Louis Copeland? And as I said, at the time, it was more suits, jackets, that kind of thing. Mm. So we really needed to up our game in the casual end. So, it gave us a chance, I suppose, in Dundrum by moving it from a Hugo Boss to a Louis Copeland. And I said it was the best thing we ever did was doing that. It just kind of brought us, like the airport, I suppose, it gave us a chance to show the brand to maybe customers who'd never seen Louis Copeland.
I think that's beautiful message as well. I think a lot of people listening would be like struggling at the minute, having a hard time. You know, this is the worst thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah.
And I think it's hard when you're in that to kind of go, oh, look, this will be a great lesson. Because you can't. I was only saying that to a friend of mine yesterday. You know, it's very hard to visualize yourself in 6 months, 12 months, whereby, oh, you know, it's a great lesson. Whereby when you do hear stories like yourselves, you go, look, there was a horrible time. But we just managed to look through it and get through it. And now it was one of the best things that ever happened.
Because I think it was a controlled thing as well, I suppose. It was, you know, from a Hugo Boss, as a Hugo Boss store, we couldn't really do what we wanted to do with the store. We were kind of, you know, we were told in certain ways what to do. And, you know, and for a while it worked really, really well. But I suppose it was difficult because it was kind of losing, you know, we didn't have many stores at that stage, you know, and I was kind of looking after that store in particular, I suppose. And it was kind of, you know, it was very important. It was doing very well and it felt like something was just being taken from me, I suppose. Yeah. So that's why it was so difficult. And it was difficult as well, because that was probably one of the only times where myself and my dad didn't agree. And usually, you know, like there's never any issues. There's no arguments, touch wood. Like it's, you know, we get on great and he's been very good and he kind of lets myself and Dave get on with things. But that kind of moving that from, you know, a Hugo Boss to Louis Copeland, that was the only time where we've kind of disagreed. But, you know, eventually he kind of, you know, I kind of talked him around, you know,
eventually he agreed you were right.
it took somebody else. So at the time what I did, in order, because the accountant was totally against it as well. So
okay,
two against one. So the accountant was saying I was mad. But what happened was there was a customer of ours who would be in retail business, who would have had hundreds of stores. And he was a customer out in Dundrum, and I just knew he just sold his business, and I knew my dad respected him. Mm-hmm. So I kind of asked him, I met him myself. I asked him, showed him the figures, kind of, and got him to kind of see what I was seeing, I suppose. Yeah. And it was through him. He, I remember the three of us met, and he was the one that kind of, had, you know, he got his perspective across, I suppose. Mm. And, he was the one that kind of helped me convince my dad, I suppose, to give it a go. So, so eventually we got there.
It's a beautiful location. It's a beautiful store. It's such a landmark store. It really catches your eye. Even the location, everything is superb. So you're right in the end.
If you enjoyed today's chat with Louis,
go back and listen to the entire thing at episode 119. Wherever you're listening, whether Spotify or Apple, please hit subscribe. It does help keep the pod growing. And if you want to hear more from me, go to MrGaryFox.com. Subscribe to my free email newsletter, which I send out every single weekend. Everything you need to know to level up your business, your brain, and your body. I'll see you back here on Tuesday for a brand new Idea Lab. Have a super weekend.